Hello and welcome to the mini story for lesson number 2 about the movie The White Son of the Desert. First, I will read the mini story in Russian and then I'll translate it in English sentence by sentence. Here we go.
Рон Уизли расчесывает рыжие волосы и говорит. Гермиона, где ты достала виски в Хогвартсе? И чем мы будем его закусывать? Будет с тебя, кричит Гермиона и забирает у Рона бутылку. Это для магии. Теперь сиди здесь и носа не кажи в коридор.
That was the short story about Ron Weasley and Hermione from Harry Potter world. Now let's try to translate it. So the first sentence.
Рон Уизли расчесывает рыжие волосы и говорит.
Ron Weasley brushes his red hair and says.
Расчесывать means to brush.
Also, you can say он расчесывается.
Расчесывается.
It means that he brushes his hair. Also, pay attention that when we talk about red hair in Russian, we don't use the word red, красный, like, you know, red tomato,
красные волосы. No.
We say рыжие волосы.
Рыжие волосы.
Red hair. And if you want to say ginger to someone, hey ginger, it's
рыжий.
Эй,
рыжий.
So, what does he say? He says, Гермиона,
где ты достала виски в Хогвартсе?
Hermione, where have you got whiskey in Hogwarts? So you hear how we pronounce her name in Russian.
Гермиона. Гермиона. Гермиона Грейнджер,
she is in Russia. So the verb достать. Достать is to get, and here it means that it was really difficult to get whiskey in Hogwarts. Because it's a school, of course, you're not supposed to have whiskey there. If you're not a tutor, of course.
So, где ты достала виски?
Means, where have you got виски? And the next question he asks,
и чем мы будем его закусывать?
And what are we going to drink it with? In English explanation section, I already told about the verb закусывать. It means to eat something after drinking strong alcohol. Like vodka, whiskey, gin, something strong. So you drink something and immediately you eat something. Usually something small, some appetizer.
Закусывать.
So he's asking, what will they eat after drinking whiskey?
Чем его закусывать?
It's a very common verb, we use it all the time. Speaking about drinking vodka and some strong alcohol. So what does she say in response?
Будет с тебя.
Enough. So in Russian the synonyms are
хватит, достаточно, перестань, стоп.
Or like here.
Будет с тебя.
So enough. Or maybe even shut up. Enough.
Будет с тебя. Кричит Гермиона и забирает у Рона бутылку.
Hermione yells and takes the bottle from him.
Кричать. To yell, to scream, to cry. Кричать.
So she yells at him.
Гермиона кричит.
And takes the bottle.
Забирает у него бутылку. Забирает.
You see, the verb брать
Она берет у Рона бутылку. It would mean that he gives the bottle to her.
But if you hear it with the prefix «за»,
«забирает»,
it means that he maybe didn't want to give it. But she takes it anyway.
Она забирает бутылку.
And then she explains why.
Это для магии.
It's for magic. So you see the word magic is almost the same in Russian.
Магия. Магия. Это для магии.
It's for magic. And the last sentence.
Теперь сиди здесь и носа не кажи в коридор.
Now stay here and don't even try to go to the corridor. This idiom,
носа не казать,
means don't go there, stay inside.
Носа не кажи в коридор.
So don't go outside, don't go to the corridor. Literally, it means don't show your nose in the corridor. Keep it inside the room.
Носа не кажи в коридор.
And that was it for the mini story. Now please go to the questions and answers section to practice the new vocabulary. See you there!